So about to go through the inauguration of the Mishkan and the festivities of the day. And amidst of the festivities comes a big tragedy. They come, they bring a fire, the Maskus Keteres Befnim, an Eish, a Shalai Tuba, without a proper commandment, and they go out, Eish comes out and burns them and they die. Moshe turns to Aaron and he comforts Aaron, but Yidem Aaron, and Aaron is silent. He seems to accept the Tanchumim without saying anything. On a halachic note, it's interesting, Aaron's Kabbalah of Moshe's words. Aaron's standing here at the day of such a great simcha, the day we're standing at the forefront of what's going on, and his children die. It's a tremendous tragedy, and two children dying in one fell swoop. And here Moshe comes along and attempts to tell him how, you see from here, the great dikta Kadosh Baruch Hu has tzaddikim. There is another review, tremendous tzaddikim, something so small as this. Kadosh Baruch Hu is extra medactic when it comes to Amidah Tzaddikim, when it comes to tzaddikim. But Yidem Aaron, we see from here, the Bajan speak out, that the greatest Kabbalah of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, the greatest way to deal with it, is by Yidem. When someone says an answer, he's acknowledging there is a question. When someone's silent, there are no questions. He's saying, whatever it is, I accept it. That's the first level of acceptance, without asking any questions, without any answers. By Yidem Aaron, perhaps that's the Makar, the Arvan seems to indicate that would be a Makar for, by the base of, we know that someone's not supposed to begin speaking until the Avelim express their own Tsar. But somebody walks into Machmavel, is not supposed to begin talking by himself right away. Perhaps the idea here is, one of the ideas here as well would be, the first thing is to come in and just be quiet. The idea is that whatever happened is in the Shemayim and is Basharet. Now somebody comes along and expresses his tzar, and although sitting here, but tzar, certainly shall come out, express his tzar, you can do what you can to alleviate that tzar. But the first step has to be to understand that whatever happened has to be from the Hashgacha of Kadosh Baruch Hu in that act as well. But going back to actual Maaseh of Nadav Naviu, so what exactly happens? You look through Chazal, there's quite a number of Mepharshim speak out, different to Chazal, Memori Chazal, to speak out what exactly they did wrong. It's very, very strange, because the Pasuk itself says, Bakiv Meizor, they brought Keteres, which is not the proper Keteres, they died because of that, and yet they say perhaps it was through Yain, perhaps they had drink some quantity of wine to the degree they couldn't do Avodah. Some say, Olim Memori Chazal, how they said, they spoke negatively about Moshe and Aaron, they said, Masa Yimusu, Shneiz Kenim Halolu, when will they die, and then we'll take over, all sorts of different types of ideas, and somehow they have to come into play together with the concept of Meizor. So the concept of saying when will Moshe and Aaron, so to speak, kind of move over, we're talking about tremendous tzaddikim here. They weren't talking about, they were also in a struggle for leadership. But on some level, they saw themselves as ripe for stepping up, take over. And it seems, perhaps, to tie that into the pasuk, the simple chat would be that Moshe and Aaron, they felt that they didn't have to go ahead and ask Moshe and Aaron once they saw themselves as ready to assume the mantle of leadership. So they didn't have to ask Moshe and Aaron's reshus, and their own calculations they made to be Makar Ezor would not have taken place had they gone and asked Moshe and Aaron. So really, the two of them go together. There's another shot. The Gemara Nivama says, someone has no children, the pasuk Nivivar says, it goes through the chronology of the Seder Hadairis of Aaron, and it says that Aaron had children, Nadav and Aviv, Ubanim Lahirulham, he didn't have any children. Simply read the pasuk, a thing to indicate, that's where it ends. On this chain, Nadav and Aviv, that's where it ends. But the Gemara here, Habachanan says, from Shem Rabbi Eliezer, you see from here, the reason why they died is because of Banim Lahirulham. Ha-hayulham Banim Lahmesu. If they would have had sons, they wouldn't have died. Now this is very, very strange. They're going ahead, they're Makiv Ezor. They went into the Kaish HaKadosh, and they're going ahead and bringing Keteres, something which is not the correct thing to do. And the Gemara is saying, you should know, they never had any children. Whole different point here. If they would have had children, they never would have died. Problem solved. They would take care of everything. What happens to the Ezor of the Keteres? So, some Sefer points out as follows. He says that the idea, and perhaps it goes as well as the idea of not asking permission prior from Moshe and Aaron, he says, only somebody who has children can appreciate what it means to be a parent. Somebody who has no children, he knows, yeah, his parents brought him into this world, he did plenty of good things for him, but at the end of the day, he doesn't understand what it means, the input that a parent has, and see, if never a parent has, he gives over to his children, one can only truly appreciate when he himself becomes a parent, if he experiences what he has to give over to his own children, then he knows what it takes. There's another one of you who never had the experience of being a father, they never had the experience of looking at their own children being mechanech them, they never understood what Moshe and Aaron, but Aaron in this case, gave over to them. He says they would have experienced that, they would have been a double pushed by them, they had to go and ask Aaron first. They would have understood that Aaron as a father would know better than them. Since they were lacking that experience as a Chumsefer, therefore they weren't Shalates, and therefore they didn't have the proper respect for their parents and for their Rebbeim, and therefore they didn't go ahead and ask Rishus. And that led to the problem with the Makav Ezor. But the problem started, the instigation of the problem, was due to the fact that they were lacking that basic respect because they had no children. Because the Chumsefer is a basic limud b'chlal life. First of all, children, on some level, as much as we ask of them to appreciate the Kibbut Av and the Mesirus Nefesh of the parents, they never will truly appreciate it until they reach that stage of being parents. And certainly, as people become parents, it's time for them to look back in life and think, have I been respecting my parents properly, and how much have my parents done for me? But it's also a broader lesson in life that one has to realize that as much as one thinks he understands, well, another one of you here with tremendous gedolim, they were gedolim hador, ad kdei kach, Kadosh Baruch Hu medaktik with a tremendous din on them. And they certainly were not, they weren't way off in their cheshbonos. But on the other hand, as much as they thought they were right, they're missing that idea. They hadn't been through the experience that the Zakenim had been through. They hadn't gone through the same things, the life experience that the old generation had in raising children, they were lacking that experience. And because they were lacking that one nekuda, they went entirely wrong and ended up being chayiv mitzvah. As much as someone thinks his decision may be right, as much as he thinks he may be the gadol hador and he may have the right cheshbonis in life, but if he's lacking the experience of the gadolim before him, of his parents and the gadolim before him, he doesn't go to Yishai Leitzah, that in itself could lead somebody horribly astray.